here's a story from The World.
He's one of the biggest recording artists in Latin America, with 14 Latin Grammys under his belt, including three more this year. Colombian artist Carlos Vives has been singing for more than 30 years. As The World's Jorge Valencia reports, his new album is all about love.
Carlos Vives' nominations in the Latin Grammys this year included Best Song. It's called For Sale. Yeah, then he's in English. And this bop is nostalgic. He sings that he's never going to forget your love. And he could be singing about you, or he could also be singing about his identity and his native Colombia.
La identidad es tratar de que todo lo que mis expresiones tengan que ver mucho con lo que soy.
He says he's always wanted his work to be a reflection of where he's from. Carlos Vives has sold more than 200 million copies worldwide of his 15 studio albums. And his relationship with Colombia's biodiversity and Afro-Colombian and indigenous music are the heart of his new record. It's called Cumbiana. He says that's why, even though he constantly travels the Spanish-speaking world, he always returns to Bogotá.
Bogotá para mí. Para mí es la capital de la música.
For me, Vives says, Bogotá is the capital of music. He says that's where he built his career over the last three decades. His international breakthrough was a cover of the 1938 traditional Colombian song La Gota Fría by singer Emiliano Zuleta. Vives' cover was polished and upbeat. Vives has often borrowed from Afro-Colombian musicians like Alejandro Duran. But even though Black and indigenous musicians have made an outsized contribution to Colombian pop music, it's mostly white mestizo artists like Vives who have reaped the benefit.
Sí, sí, no, no, esos son, ya, es decir, son las mañas que quedan de, pues, de una industria un poquito acomplejada.
He says it's the legacy of a music industry that has an inferiority complex. In a documentary and a book Vives wrote to accompany his new record, he talks about the communities who created the unique style of Colombian cumbia.
No podemos ser injustos con esa sangre que corre en nuestro pueblo, que tiene que ver con la sangre chipcha.
Vives says he doesn't want Colombia to be unfair to indigenous groups like the Chipcha language speakers or the Kogi and Chimila peoples. He also speaks of an environmental crime happening in the delta where Colombia's largest river, the Magdalena, meets the Caribbean Sea. Sandra Vilardi is an ecologist who worked on Vives' documentary.
Sin duda, o sea, esto fue, ha sido uno de los errores de infraestructura vial del país más grande que se.
Vilardi says two roads built along the Magdalena River some 60 years ago interrupted the flow between the river and the Caribbean. The result has been the decimation of vast mangroves and wetlands and a loss of livelihood for tens of thousands of people, many of them indigenous, who directly depend on the health of the Magdalena Delta.
Todavía no se logra dimensionar la magnitud.
The Colombian government still does not recognize the magnitude of the problem, Vilardi says. So the singer Carlos Vives says he wants to use his international fame to talk about environmental issues such as this one.
Ya yo entiendo y lo uso para estos mensajes, para que hablemos de esta ciénaga.
Vives says he hopes the government will raise one of the roads along the Magdalena to allow for the salt and fresh waters of the delta to mix again. Vives says he's committed to the Magdalena and the Caribbean because it's the region that has given him and so many others their music. For The World, I'm Jorge Valencia.